This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's one pet, one bet week here on 100.3 The Bull. We have been dedicating this entire week to raising money for local Houston area veterans to get their service animals trained. It costs $5,000. And you all jumped on after we talked to Remy just a little bit earlier. What's the update? How much are we short of the $5,000?
Okay, we need about $3,800.
Okay.
To get to the next dog.
So we got a good jump start in, honestly, like the last 5 minutes on that. And Mo, it's real easy to help out.
Yes, we appreciate all of y'all. If you need some help, you can always call us here at the station or text us. But we also have a text set up. Text PETS, P-E-T-S, to the number 20357. PETS to 20357. We will text you back a link to donate.
All right, let's get this $3,800. Can you help us out? Do you have like a business or can you make a donation? You let us know right now. And when you do, you can call us 713-881-5500 on the Bull. It's One Pet, One Vet with Mack Hike Chevy Cares and 100.3 The Bull. And I got to tell you, the momentum already this morning at 10 minutes after 6 o'clock is palpable. We are so excited about this day because of people like Trisha. Trisha, you said you were moved by Remy's story and his dog.
Yes, that was.
What was it that connected with you?
I don't know. I've been listening to y'all all week, and I don't have a lot of money. I'm so excited that y'all have been doing this all week, and I know that y'all did this last year. And the money that y'all raised goes to an amazing cause. And Remy's story was just like the catalyst that said, you know what, I got to find some money and see what I can do.
Any money helps us in any way. How much of a donation can you make?
I made $15.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Trisha.
Trisha, thank you so much for making that donation.
I also caught a glimpse of Eric's video last night that he put on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. I hopped on the old Facebook Live last night.
Tell us about that, Eric. You were on late last night. Trisha, thank you, by the way. We love you.
Thank you. And I've loved you guys. I listen to you guys all the time. And I've met you, George, and I've met you, Mo, in the past. And you guys are always so enthusiastic about everything. And I appreciate your enthusiasm every morning.
We appreciate you being part of our family. We really do. Eric, you were on Facebook last night?
Yeah, I noticed that we were like $80 short. So I hopped on Instagram Live and I go, hey, I never do this. It's past my bedtime. I was just sitting here playing guitar and I realized we're $80 short of getting a new dog.
Uh-huh.
And so I said, I'm going to sit on Instagram until we get it.
Mm-hmm.
Right away, Connor donated $80.
Stop, that's awesome. Sweetie.
Then I realized after I signed off,
yeah,
we were actually $82 short. So you can go to Facebook, The Bull Houston, and watch my embarrassment saying, I'm coming over to you now, Facebook, because we still need $2.
Right. That's right. That's where folks like Trisha came in, too. We love you, Trisha. Thank you so much.
Barry's on the phone. Barry, it says here you work at Taxation Solutions Tax Relief. Aren't you a busy man right about this season?
Oh, yes. We are extremely busy right now. It's tax season and, you know, got to get taxes in.
Oh, well, thank you. What's going on this morning?
Oh, we're going to issue a challenge to other businesses out here. We're going to match up to $1,000 here this morning and help get another dog for vets.
Oh,
well, wait a second. You'll give $1,000 if we can raise another $1,000?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Amazing. Okay, so you're calling out small business owners who are waking up early, working their butts off. Any amount, though, will count towards this match, right?
That's right.
Okay. All right. All right. $1,000.
Yes. Thank you, Barry. This is fun. We love this.
We really appreciate everything you're doing for the veterans and everything. I've got friends that came home from the Gulf Wars and everything and really could use services like this. And it's fantastic, not just getting dogs for them, but getting the information out for them to actually find the help.
Yes.
It's often really hard for veterans to ask for help. But you can always talk to Paul. Paul actually started to give us pause because his dad was a veteran. He's a veteran himself. He understands what it's like to be in their shoes.
Absolutely.
So text PETS to 20357. PETS to 20357. Even if you just know a veteran who could use a dog, you can click and learn all about Give Us Pause.
Barry, we love you, man. Thank you for being part of our Bull family.
Laying
we really
it down.
Do. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for all you do. And God bless y'all. And hey, let's have a great day.
Let's have a good day. I like what Barry says. Let's have a good day. All right. Make your donation now. And let's get this challenge met here on The Bull. It's One Pet, One Vet Day. Thanks to Backhike Chevy Cares here on 100.3 The Bull. Mo, so simple to make a donation.
Text the word PETS to the number 20357 or check out everything at thebullhouston.com.
And about 15, 20 minutes ago, you heard Remy's story. We're raising money for another dog. Where are we? How much are we short here, Eric?
We're about $3,300 shy of our goal.
Okay, all right. But we have $1,000 from Barry at Taxation Solutions Tax Relief. If we can make it there. And Terry in Baytown just donated $100. Terry, why are you helping out One Pet, One Vet?
My husband's retired Navy after 26 years. Actually, I donated $200 this year. Last year, we donated
$100.
Oh, you doubled your amount.
Yes.
What made you step it up? Was there something special about this year for you?
Just the fact that you guys are doing this for our veterans and how important it is for them to get what they need. How the dogs help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we love you. Thank you, Terry. Doubling your donation. I mean, we can't say thank you enough.
No need to thank me.
We thank you, and we love you being part of our Bull family.
Every morning.
I love it. All right. Text the word PETS. Help us get to this match. All right. Text the word PETS, P-E-T-S, to 20357. It's One Pet, One Vet right now. You can be part of this on The Bull. It's One Pet, One Vet week here on the Morning Bullpen. George, Mo, Eric with a K. Thank you all so much. Give me an update here in just a second. But we got to say that we're just overwhelmed by your response to this and your help with this. And Mo, I know this is special to you because your brother Jacob, Uncle Jacob, to your two kiddos, recently out of the service,
Marine service. Yeah. And it's still, you know, something we talk about every day. And so something he thinks about, you know, going back and doing more because he just feels like he hasn't done enough. But we also love dogs and we know how important dogs are. And we fell in love with this organization called Give Us Pause.
Eric, you too.
Yeah.
Have a connection. I know you have family members on foreign soil, right?
Yeah,
now.
I've got a cousin currently serving. And honestly, it was my passion for this sort of rested on him, knowing him and knowing what he's been through. But also, the second I met Paul was the second this whole thing clicked for me. Mm-hmm. Because Paul is a veteran himself. He started this thing from scratch to help his own dad out. And Paul doesn't do anything for himself. Mm-hmm. anything. We had some concert tickets come in yesterday, and somebody said, I want a veteran to have them. And I called Paul. I go, dude, we've got these amazing tickets. And he said, can I take them and give them to one of my veterans?
To somebody else.
That's all Paul does, is he gives back to other vets in the Houston community. And so for me, my heart, I believe in what Paul is doing. I believe in Paul's passion for other people. So for me, the passion rests fully on Paul. I love that man so much. He's coming in today.
I know.
He's going to be here for the grand total.
So much fun. So.
Texting pets to 20357. All that money bypasses us completely. We don't touch a cent of it. It goes right to Give Us Paws, the charity organization.
And everybody has their reasons. And we love it when you share your reasons. We have talked about it before. My brother was Marine. Freddie was stationed back when there was a Marine base in San Antonio, mm-hmm. back in the day. And unfortunately, he passed away. And so this is special to me. But I also have two brother-in-laws that were tank commanders in the Army. So the military service in our family runs deep. And we just can't thank you enough for showing up for us. Because we're so invested in this, and we love it that you've joined us on this on this journey to making sure that we get these animals trained for these veterans. Can we get an update on where we are?
Oh, did you see me and Mo look at each other just now? Is that what that was?
Well, it was kind of a tell.
Okay.
Do that.
You go ahead.
Here's the thing. We're in the studio and they will not let me see the tally board.
George can't handle it.
I can't handle it. My doctor has said as you get older,
yes,
you got to stay away from that
stuff. Try and stay calm. We earlier had a donation of $1,000
from Taxation
Solutions Tax Relief.
Yes.
And he said, call out those small businesses. So we're seeing the small businesses come in. Texas Automotive Performance. Terry, Phoebe, Shannon, Daniel, Lynette, thank y'all so much. But we got another $1,000 donation.
From
Anonymous. Y'all, you're killing us with your anonymous donations because we just want to love on you so hard.
We do. All right, Eric, give us an update. Where are we?
Oh, no. Okay, hold on, George. Hold on. Let me tabulate.
Do you need to tabulate? Because
yeah, we need
to
tabulate. Mo, look at what just happened.
Crap,
okay,
George, we got to tabulate.
Okay,
Play a song or something.
We'll be right back. Okay. They got to tabulate, okay?
Crap.
It's one pet, one vet.
Yes,
y'all.
We're off to an amazing start. Thank you here on The Bull. It's one pet, one vet day here on The Bull. Thanks to Mack High Chevy Cares. And we were getting a tabulation because just a few minutes ago, the donations were coming in so fast that Mo and Eric couldn't keep up with them. You know what? Maybe Barry from Taxation Solutions Tax Relief. Maybe we need him to come in and count up this money. All right, give us an update on where we are. We were trying to get to 130,000 because that would have given us our next dog.
Go for it, Mo.
Oh.
Can we get to 130,000?
We did, sure.
Woohoo! All right.
Y'all, thank you. We have to give some shout outs because we blew that number out of the water.
Yes.
Thank you to Anonymous.
Thank you to Anonymous.
And we get that you want to be anonymous, but we want to love you so hard. So it makes it so difficult. Kimberly, William, Lizzie, we see your name. I want to have drinks with you.
Okay.
Heather, congratulations for putting us over the edge. Thank y'all for everything you do and for believing in this.
Thank you so much. This is so good. Now, you want to know what a difference it makes in somebody's life when they get accepted into Give Us Paws? We're going to introduce you. We have guests that are going to be stopping by all morning long, and she just walked in. Deja is coming up next to tell you what it meant to her, what your donation means to her. Coming up on The Bull. We love introducing you all to people that your donations last year for One Pet, One Vet helped out. Deja Brown is here with us this morning, and her dog, Secret, did I get that right?
Yeah, Secret.
Okay, Secret is what kind of dog?
She's a Doberman.
And a beautiful Doberman,
She's a black and rust Doberman.
So you're part of the new class at Give Us Paws.
So I found Paul kind of after doing a little bit of research on for resources for veterans. I was like, I wonder if there's any programs that like sponsor veterans or have like any sort of options for you to bring your own dog. After a thorough Google search on like the 10th page, I finally found Paul, but their books were closed. So I just had to do like a wait list thing, like sign up. And then once they opened back up, then I had to fill out an application.
It's my understanding that One Pet, One Vet was the catalyst, the thing that launched the books opening back up. Is that right?
Yeah. So from what I understand, whenever I was talking to him, the books had been closed for like quite a while. Mm. And so, yeah, whenever like it launched, like he let us know that you guys were the ones that like funded it and got us started back up.
It wasn't us. It was everybody listening. Yeah.
What made you want to go into the military?
Kind of my family, mm-hmm. I guess. My dad has been in. He's an officer now. He's been in since he was 17. My grandparents were in the Air Force. And so my dad kind of just like pushed the idea like, hey, at least get in and like pay for college.
Yeah.
And then if you like it, stay in. My brother, he's also in and he's still in. He went infantry though, which bless him.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I did not do infantry. I was like, you guys can put me in like supply. I'll be logistics.
Well, thank you for your service. What made you decide that a dog would be beneficial to your life?
She just helps in like so many different ways. It's almost like dogs can sense your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so yeah. It's like she does a lot. And I think that a lot of people don't realize that not all disabilities are visible. Mm-hmm. And so like just with my anxiety and my panic attacks and like sometimes like depression, she helps a lot by kind of taking my mind off of it and reminding me, like, I have something to look forward to.
You, in your application with Paul, said that you're hypervigilant about stuff.
Oh, yes.
You have that anxiety you talked about. Have you found being in this training, I mean, has it helped you with those things, too?
Oh, yeah, it definitely has helped me. Like, my hypervigilance is really, really bad, and that's something, like, before I got in the military, I didn't really have any of these things. Like, I was just living life stress-free. And since being out, like, I'm super, like, hypervigilant all the time. Like, looking behind me, like, scared, like, people are coming in that I don't know about. Like, I super don't like when things, like, don't go to plan or, like, new people are added that I don't know.
Right.
And so whenever I'm doing the training and I know that she's always going to be with me and it's literally her job to watch my back and to like alert me to these like kind of things or like alert me when I'm getting nervous or like get me out of these situations, like it just gives me like more peace and calm than I've had in like a super long time.
Oh, wow. Hypervigilant is a fancy way to say you're really always on edge.
Yes,
unless you've got secret with you, right?
Yes.
So you're working on getting her out in public and taking that edge off 100% of the time, right?
Yeah, so I can basically go out in public and not be scared about just being out. Yeah.
Wow. Is there anything you'd like to say to anybody who's on the fence about making a donation today? Because right now we are in the middle of One Pet, One Vet, and someone like you could benefit from this money.
I would just say you never really know what anybody's going through. Mm. Like I said earlier, like not all disabilities are visible. So one small donation makes a huge difference in somebody's life. And for me, just being able to like go in public or go in crowded places and not be stressed out makes like night and day difference for me. Mm-hmm. Like I can actually go back to enjoying life and being happy and stress free.
Girl, you deserve that. Like for everything you did for our country.
We are so excited and gosh, I mean, just so proud of the progress you all have made. As we've mentioned before, when you give your money right now to Give Us Pause for One Pet, One Vet, it is the best use of your money because the dogs are already there. And you just take and add that money to the training. So it is the most efficient use of the money. So, Deja, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it so much. And thanks for sharing your story.
Of course.
I appreciate it.
We can all help somebody like Deja by texting PETS, P-E-T-S, to 20357, PETS, to 20357.
All right, we got to go on Facebook Live. That's all I'm saying. Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Bullpen. My name is George. Over there is Mo, Eric with a K. It's One Pet, One Vet, thanks to Mack Hike Chevy here on 100.3 The Bull. Mack Hike Chevy Cares. Kick this off, Mo. Mm-hmm. Our whole thing was we wanted to raise money to help out one vet.
We wanted to train a service dog for one vet, and it cost $5,000, and we genuinely just wanted to raise $5,000.
So we did that.
When
Josh Potts came in and said, okay, I'll pay for that first dog.
Yes.
Well, let's challenge Bull Nation.
He lit us on fire.
He did, didn't he?
Yes.
It's been insane ever since then. People are jumping on board. They're texting pets to 20357 to help veterans like Dacia, like Remy, like so many that we have met this past week. And there's more to meet. Text pets to 20357. And I can't call this person out.
Why?
Because, George, an enormous, enormous heartfelt donation just came in from an anonymous person.
The last time we gave George an update of the number,
yeah,
we were celebrating because we had crossed over the $130,000.
Which means, by the way, let's put that in terms that people can understand.
Dogs,
that's 26 veterans,
yes,
here in Houston that are going to get service dog training because of y'all.
Yeah, we should mention, not a dollar of it leaves the city of Houston.
No, it doesn't.
It all stays right here. There are so many veterans in need right in Houston, and they will get service dog training every $5,000 that we can earn. So a dollar helps go towards the next dog. So any amount, but...
But
Mo, you know what you gotta do.
We were at 130,000 last time we talked.
Yes.
Yeah.
Talk to me here. Give me an update. We got another dog.
George.
We got another dog.
George. Not only do we get dog number 27, we are very close to dog number 28 because we got a $5,000 anonymous donation.
That is incredible.
Okay, and so on the back end of the website, I can at least see if they answer any of the questions on the questionnaire. Now, this person is anonymous,
sure,
but they did shout out their city, Missouri City.
Oh,
wow.
Yes.
So that rockets them right up to the top of our most generous.
Wow.
They get a tally just like everyone else. We really appreciate your generous donation.
Right. We also appreciate Patricia, Dina, Janaya, another anonymous. I mean, every amount goes towards helping veterans right here in Houston.
Whether it's $25 or the $5,000, we can't say thank you enough. And we're just getting started here this morning. This is going to be a special morning. Make sure you have the Odyssey app. Take us into work with you. You're going to want to be part of this ride today because we have veterans that are being helped, veterans that we're fundraising for that are going to be coming in the studio and get a chance to introduce you to those people. All right. So stay tuned. That's coming up after 7 o'clock. But where are we right now? You never gave me a firm. You said we were close. You never gave me a firm number.
Our 7 o'clock number right now is $137,733.56.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we need about $2,300 to get to the next level. You all can help us out. Text the word pets to 20357 because you know why? Because that's Texas, dang it.
Yeah.
Here's Cody Johnson.
That's about it.
Final day of One Pet, One Vet. Thank you to MacHike Chevy Cares. And Paul with Give Us Paws, the organization that trains these service animals, is on his way here to the studio for the big final push. But Paul, yesterday we met Remy and heard his story, and it was just something amazing, something magical that happened with people connecting with his story.
It was so touching. I teared up. I was crying myself. Talking to him, he is such a deserving candidate, and I hope we can help so many more people just like him.
Paul, do you have somebody that we could call and maybe fundraise for today?
You know, we still have quite a few people on our list of applications, but I did run across an application that the board has approved, and I think he would be a perfect candidate.
Oh, wow. So he meets all the qualifications for Give Us Paws to take his beloved animal and turn it into a service dog. Is that right?
That's right. You want to hear about him?
Yeah, tell us, please.
Well, here's some things about him you should know. He was in the Army and the Air Force, 25 years of service, and he reached the rank of Lieutenant Colonel.
Wow.
He was a pilot. Yeah, he was a pilot in multiple combat zones and operations. He has so many awards and decorations, I can't even begin to list them off. We'd be here for 2 hours or so.
So we're talking military hero here.
Oh, positively military hero. But we really want to honor him because he is such a hero and dedicated so much of his life to our military.
And well, you left out the most important part. What's his puppy's name?
Yes. And he's got a dog. He's got a dog named Kiko, which is an American pit bull mix. And oh my gosh, she is just the sweetest thing I've ever seen.
Okay. So do we kind of get to do what we did yesterday and give him a call?
I would love to do that.
Okay. All right. You work on getting him on the phone. We'll get back with Paul and meet this hero.
Surprise him, right? Yes, he has no idea?
No idea.
That we're going to fundraise for him. People can text right now if they already love what they hear and they want to support a military hero that gave 25 years to service of this country. They can text PETS, P-E-T-S, to 20357. If you want to show support to this military hero that we're going to get to know in a minute on 100.3 The Bull.
It's One Pet, One Vet Week, thanks to Mack Hike Chevy Cares here on 100.3 The Bull. If you missed it earlier, Paul from Give Us Pause, who's on the phone with us, gave us the phone number, and we're getting ready to call up a military hero to see if we can't raise money for him. So many accommodations, a 25-year career, and Paul's going to be listening along with you as we meet this guy, all right?
Hello?
Hey, Robert, it's George, Mo, and Eric from 100.3 The Bull. We understand that you have applied for the service dog training with Give Us Pause.
Yes, I have.
Give us just a little bit about what your career was like in the military.
Well, I actually started in the military while I was still in high school through the delayed entry program and went into the Army, flew helicopters for the Army for 7 years, finished my degree, and then went to the Air Force.
You're so humble about the fact that you are extremely highly decorated and you gave over 25 years of service to this country. First of all, just thank you.
Thank you
for that. Yes.
I don't open up. I shouldn't say often. I very seldom ever open up about anything, even when I'm at the getting medical services and we have to talk about the issues and to get treatment. I'm kind of close to the chest on everything, but for this, you have to forgive me if I get choked up every now and then, but for this cause, I'm happy to help and share all I can.
Tell us why you want to be in this and with your dog, why you want to be in this service training.
Well, things kind of deteriorated. As time goes by, all those injuries and other things that you incur in service kind of grow and increase intensity. So the last few years have been kind of rough as far as mobility, and widespread body pain. So it makes it difficult to move around sometimes. And one of the things that I thought when I started looking for my dog, which is a rescue, was that comfort that animals bring to me. And you know, that's my partner in life now, you know, so to speak. So having her trained to be more than just a pet and a buddy is an incredible opportunity, because now she can function in all aspects of my life.
Well, that's the intention of this hour, Robert. You've been such a hero to this country. And to say thank you, we are aiming to get your dog training paid for by Bull Nation. We are donating. We are texting PETS to 20357. I'm watching the donations come in now. They are inspired by your story. Text PETS to 20357. I understand that you had to give up some of your hobbies, too.
Yeah, unfortunately, it makes it even worse. You know, those are things that I started in high school. I was a photographer for a long time for a couple of newspapers or papers as a stringer. Actually, here in Texas, out of Hondo and Medina.
George, do you have the dump button over there?
Yeah.
So bleep me when I say you're kind of a bat too. You're a martial arts instructor for 35 years.
Yeah. And unfortunately, you know, I had to give that up too. You know, when you have problems with your back and your neck and your knees and widespread muscle pain, you know, it makes it difficult to really put everything into teaching. So I felt like I wasn't giving my students everything I could. So I had to step back. You know, I was cheating them, so I need to move on and let them move to a better instructor.
We are here not to open up old wounds, but to help cover them up, to protect you and say thank you for your service.
It's kind of like a new mission with you and Kiko.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what this hour is all about.
getting the funding paid for Lieutenant Colonel, wow. retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert Yarborough and his dog Chico. It cost $5,000 to pay for the training completely. And we need your help. Text the word PETS to 20357. That's PETS 20357. And make your donation. One pet, one vet. And that one vet is a hero right
yes.
now. Let me tell you.
Wow.
Help us out. Text now or go to thebullhouston.com and listen. It's One Pet, One Vet Week that we're wrapping up here. Thanks to Mack Hike Chevy Cares. We've been raising money to train service animals. And just a little bit earlier, you met Lieutenant Colonel, retired, Robert McNamara. And that's who we're raising money for. You heard him talk about how he needs his dog. I think I called his dog Chico.
Yeah, it's and you Chico. Just called him Robert McNamara, but it's Robert Yarborough.
I looked back.
Okay, sorry.
It's okay. There's a lot going on.
There's a lot.
We got you.
A lot of things moving here, and I didn't write down notes. You know how I do when I don't have notes, right? Anyway, Robert and Tico. Yes. We're raising money for them, Mo.
Kiko.
Which is it?
Kiko with a K.
Kiko with the K.
Kiko with a... So yes. not a T.
Robert with an R. Eric with a K.
Can I just some shout outs? Thank y'all for your donations. So I see Stephanie. I see Milka. I see Teresa. Can I give a special shout out, though, to Manuel?
Yes! Let's go, Manuel.
Sweet Manuel gave us $25.44. Why? Because I had to keep saying 56 cents, and it was really ticking people off at like a whole number. Manuel, you're my kind of person.
Yes.
But someone else is going to come in and mess that up. And we love y'all. We appreciate the humor in your donations, and every penny helps.
So we've raised about $1,500.
Yeah, for Yarborough, for Robert Yarborough.
Colonel Yarborough.
Yes, Lieutenant Colonel Yarborough. Yeah. We are going for $5,000 this 1 hour to help this specific veteran get his service training for Kiko.
So
Kiko, text Kiko. PETS to 20357. You can't mess that one up. P-E-T-S. Okay. PETS to 20357.
Do you know me? I can mess anything up. So, yeah. All right, so this is the time to help out, to step up, to help somebody who gave us 25 years of their life in service. Not only the Army, but also the Air Force. And we need your help to step up and make this happen. Again, as Eric said, it's PETS, P-E-T-S, to 20357. You make your donation now and help us be able to call Lieutenant Colonel Yarborough back before 8 o'clock and tell him that his funding is paid for. Thanks to One Pet, One Vet here on The Bull. Marilyn is on the phone in Houston, Texas, here for One Pet, One Vet. Thanks to MacHawk Cares for helping us make this happen. And Marilyn, how can we help you this morning?
Okay, I would like to challenge someone.
Okay.
I would like, I'm with Drill Tech Boring, and I would like to challenge online directional boring. We're going to give $2,500, and I challenge Josh Tucker to give $2,500.
Wait, this is personal. Oh. Whoa. Yeah. You are calling him out. Whoa.
How do we get a hold of him?
I want it for Chico.
Marilyn, I love you. I love you.
Oh, that is amazing. Thank you so much.
The first name of our first dog was Chico. And
oh,
I heard the story this morning.
Oh, I love it. All right, hang on. I'm going to put you on hold because do you know how to get a hold of him?
Yeah, sure do.
Well, heck, we'll call him. Yeah, challenge him right here on the air. Hang on, Marilyn. We'll do that. $2,500 donation in. Let's make this happen for Lieutenant Colonel retired Robert Yarborough is up with his dog, Kiko. I got it right. Get on the bull.
Okay, let's make it happen.
Y'all, every time I think that this can't get crazier here in the studio, you just... Y'all take it up to another level. I'm an old man. I can't, my heart can't take all of this. Welcome to One Pet, One Vet. Thanks to MacHyde Chevy Cares for helping us kick this thing off. We've been dedicating this entire week to help local Houston veterans. Every penny stays right here in Houston to help a local hero get their service dog trained. And that's what it's all about. And we have some shout outs we got to do, Mo.
Yes. Our goal right now is to raise $5,000 specifically for Lieutenant Colonel Robert Yarborough.
Hero right there.
We want to get his dog, the love of his life, Kiko, fully funded to go through this program with Give Us Paws.
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah. Please.
If you ask AI, if you ask artificial intelligence, create a picture of what you think of when you say American military hero, Lieutenant Colonel Yarborough would be that picture.
100%.
Yeah. Except I mean, he's in a karate uniform.
Well,
in his picture.
Karate, yeah.
Because
it would be that sweet picture, man, that they would spend. He is amazing. And his dog, Kiko.
Yes, Kiko.
That, right. Hang on. Before we went to shout out, do we need more shout outs?
Yeah. Can we give a shout out to the Sweeney Rotary Club? John. Jacqueline, Manuel. Oh, we talked about Manuel earlier. He's a jokester. Amy, William, Elena, thank you so much. Y'all anonymous, you're killing me. Amy, Tiffany, Wendy, more anonymous. Maria, Doran, Oaks Pool Service in Houston. Oh. Thank you for that generous donation. Paul, Viridiana.
Viridiana. Ooh, that's a beautiful name. $25. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Every single dollar counts. And right before we played that song, Marilyn was on the phone with us this morning. And Marilyn, I understand that you had a challenge, right? You said you would make a $2,500 donation.
Dang, girl!
But you had a challenge.
Our drilling company will. Drill Tech Boring will make a challenge.
Okay, where's Drill Tech Boring? Where are you all located? Yeah.
In Houston.
Oh, okay, you. Right here in Houston. Okay.
Who are we going to challenge?
Yeah, George knows something about being boring. Go ahead.
It's really boring.
All right, who's your challenge out to?
I'm going to challenge Josh Tucker with online directional boring.
Okay.
Oh. So
another boring person. And
wait, why? Are you just company. Are you hilarious and funny and you just want to challenge him? Or what are you thinking?
I think he needs to be challenged today.
Oh, okay. Ooh, it's Friday. It is Friday. We appreciate your generosity. I know this specifically is going to Lieutenant Colonel Robert Yarborough. You said Kiko and their story kind of touched your heart.
Yes, ma'am, it did. It was very touching this morning. Hmm.
He's something.
Really cool.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
Really cool. I was able to dial up Josh and get him on the phone.
No way. Really?
Are you with me, Josh?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
What is happening?
Do you like being challenged live on the radio, sir?
I do, and my aunt does it all the time.
No way.
Oh, your aunt? Wow. It's a whole boring family.
Right.
Y'all are so sweet. You do realize with both of your donations, if this challenge happens, we get to fund Robert Yarborough's stock.
It is happening.
It's most definitely happening.
Oh, thank you, Josh. We can count on you.
Wait, can I ring the bell for them?
Yes.
The boring?
Well, wait a minute. Hang on. I know we saw Marilyn's donation come in.
Yeah, we still need to see Josh's donation come in.
All right, Josh.
I have the confirmation.
Okay, he's got it.
$5,000 for Lieutenant Colonel Yarborough's dog. Y'all, you're the most exciting, boring family I've ever had on this radio show. Give a shout out again, Josh, for your company.
Yeah, we're with Online Directional Boring. We're a HDD contractor here in Houston doing directional drilling for all over the city.
Thank you so much.
We can't say thank you enough. Honestly, I know we've been having fun this morning and everything, but do you all know what this is going to mean? We're going to call Lieutenant Colonel Yarborough back here in just a minute. And stick around because I want you to hear what it means when a veteran is able to get that service dog training. So I can't say thank you all enough.
You're welcome.
Very happy we can help.
But we're not done. We're not done.
No. As a matter of fact, let's just call Lieutenant Colonel Yarborough and tell him, and then let's get started on our next dog. Maybe he can kick us off on our next dog. It's One Pet, One Vet on the Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's One Pet, One Vet Week here on 100.3 The Bull. Thank you to Mack Hyde Chevy Cares for kicking us off on Monday. And we are wrapping this up. By the way, in an hour, we got to wrap this up. Okay, we just before 9 o'clock.
Stop.
What?
I didn't realize it was only an hour.
Oh, we've got an hour left to make this happen.
That's why I'm feeling a little bit of pressure here. But we have some shout-outs, first of all, that we want to do.
Yeah, first of all, thank you, Janet, for your $25. Cheryl, $100. You're going to get that T-shirt that says, I support veterans. Kyle, Amy. But this one's really special to me. Right there at the top of the list, I'm going to call her out. Our boss, Sarah Frazier, just donated $500.
Thank you, Sarah.
And it's because she knows how special this is to us.
Yes.
It matters to her. It matters to Odyssey Houston, what we're doing for the veterans here all week long. And that's got to be one of my favorite donations of the entire week because she knows our hearts are in it and hers is too.
Thank you, everyone, for helping us. We got an hour left, folks. If you've thought about it, if you've been thinking about it all week, we have an hour left to get this money in. But right now, we get to do one of the coolest things we ever get to do. We get to call and tell somebody about their funding. And you heard us talk about it. He's a hero. Mo, I mean, just incredible. If you could do the honors here this morning.
All right, Lieutenant Colonel Yarborough, we've raised enough money with all of our friends in Bull Nation, that's what we call our listeners, to cover your program. You're in.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in tears right now.
Your training with Kiko is fully funded by the incredible listeners of 100.3 The Bull. They have fully financed your program with Paul. You are going to start scheduling your classes, and your dog is going to be a certified service dog by the time your training is over.
Wow, that's amazing. Man, your listeners are awesome.
We think so. We couldn't do it without them.
No, absolutely not. I couldn't do it without you guys either. So that's awesome. I appreciate that.
Robert, I know for you, standing up is sometimes even a challenge, but we are here to hold you up because that's what Bull Nation is all about, and we're going to help you.
Well, I appreciate it, and you got a new awesome fan.
All right, so we've got four now.
So you help ignite a fire under us too. Like we want freaking dogs for everybody. Like you make us want to work harder and be better people. And we really appreciate you sharing your story. And we hope that we make you proud.
Well, like I said a few seconds ago, I'm actually in tears. It's incredible. It's an incredible feeling that people will reach out and help like that.
Well, you deserve it. You deserve it. And not just for your longtime career of service, but for your modesty and for your bravery, for everything that you are. We want to be there for you, okay?
I appreciate it. I get that sense for your enthusiasm, although, you know, you do have that radio voice to go with it, but, you know.
Yeah, that's all George. That's all George. Mine sounds like this.
Here's the thing. It doesn't matter what our voices sound like. Could we get to, where are we right now? First of all, where are we?
We are about $1,800, $1,850 shy of another dog. People are stepping up.
And 44 cents. I just want to say there was someone that was rude and put put in some weird pennies, but we appreciate every penny you give us.
Of course we do. We need somebody like you to step up right now and make a donation, okay? Text the word PETS, P-E-T-S, to 20357. Can we get another dog? Can we get two more dogs by 9 o'clock? I don't know if we can get two, but let's get one more dog, all right? Again, the word PETS to 20357. Y'all are magical. Thank you, Bull Nation. Magic is happening. I know I use that a lot, but miracle seems... No, you know what? It's been miraculous this morning. It really has. We have loved hearing from everybody, seeing your donations coming in. Giving you a chance to tell us why you're invested in this like we are. And can we say thank you again to Lieutenant Colonel Yarborough for sharing and being so
open.
I mean, he told us, he's like, I don't talk about this much, but you all touched him this morning and now he gets to start his training. Thanks, y'all. But we're not done here yet.
No. That's part of his DNA. The reason he was opening up to us is because he said he wants to do it for other veterans. That's the only reason, not for himself. He wants to pay it forward.
If I can do this for other veterans, I'm happy to talk about this. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Eric. You know, I always talk about Texas Bay Credit Union and how I love having them as my kind of financial partner. And one of my partners over there, Charlotte, is on the phone with us. Charlotte, good morning. I know what you're about to say, but Mo and Eric don't know what you're about to say.
What are you about to say?
Okay. I absolutely love, you know, Texas Bay. We love what you guys do. We always are here to support our veterans and, you know, Houston communities and do what we can. We also, as many do, have a soft spot for animals and want to do our part. So I'm calling and I'm getting choked up myself saying this right now. But we are going to donate $1,500.
How about
to this cause.
How about that?
Thank you so much.
Texas Bay.
Y'all. Woo.
Charlotte, I know, and can you share with people, I mean, veterans are so important, and you all do the toy collection every year, and that starts right at the top, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. It does. Our CEO, Jesse Gutierrez, he is a veteran from the Air Force. We have quite a few veterans within the organization, as well as, you know, a lot of family members, and we have people who are in the currently serving out in, you know, our military. So we always want to do our part. We wouldn't be here without our military and our veterans and our current servicemen and women. So, you know, anything that we can do to help, we want to be part of. And this is just such a special organization. They do such special work that is so needed. And there's so many that don't realize the need out there. So thank you to you and, you know, the Bull for bringing this to light and letting everybody know, you know, this need that is here. And seeing what Houston is, you know, I feel like the community in Houston is so special. We always come together.
Amen. Amen.
What we are doing. And, you know, Texas Bay can't sit by and not be part of this. You know, I tell you what,
Charlotte, we love you all. Thank you so much for doing this. And, I mean, this gets us going. Where are we now? I don't even know where we are now.
George.
All right. Okay.
Let's tabulate. Let's take a second.
Oh, do you need to tabulate? Yeah,
that does. I know for sure that Mo can ring that stupid bell that pushed us over on the dog.
Okay. All right. Good. All right.
Texas Bay, thank you.
We have less than an hour. We have less than an hour left in our fundraiser.
And the number ends in 99 cents. Just want to say that to all you sickos
out there. Wait a minute. What do you mean?
Because people just giving 12 cents randomly on their $100 donation.
You can't tell them that because somebody's going to try to even it
44
out.
44 cents. Thanks, Renee, with your $50 donation. Like, y'all are hilarious. And we love you and every penny counts. But right now, it's 99 cents.
Okay. All right. We have a number ending in 99 cents. And it's driving
we'll tabulate and we'll figure out the grand number.
Thank you, Texas Bay. We love y'all. Thank you. If your business wants to be involved, again, did we just go off the air?
No.
I don't think so.
Why?
I can't hear. Oh, there it is. Okay, I'm sorry. Honestly, it just went out.
Me. Oh, yeah. You
it's like, wait, what happened? All right.
Not right now.
Anytime but now. All right, so let's go tabulate and get back to y'all. We have less than an hour. 9 o'clock, our big reveal of our total number here on the board. All right.
right, it's one pet, one vet, still tabulating here, but we have a very special donation that we wanted to make sure that got a little shout out.
Yes. So many people are texting pets to 20357 and making huge donations. This is on the other end of that, but just as special, I think it's my daughter, Charlie. Hey, are you there, baby doll?
Yeah.
What's up, Charlie?
Hi, Mama.
I know I'm your favorite.
You
have you loved listening to us be able to give all of these pets to these special veterans?
Yeah, it makes me really happy to know that you're helping people.
Thank you, Mama. That's why we do it for you, just to see that this is so important. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you told Mommy that you wanted to pull some money out of your Mamaw money from Christmas. Is that right?
Yes, $17.
$17. I love that.
Thank you.
And why 17 exactly?
Because I didn't want to do 15 like I did last year.
So you're upping it to 17, $2 more than last year.
Look at that increase. I love it. If everybody that made a donation last week would increase theirs by the same percentage, that would be wonderful.
Is your brother there? Can I talk to your little brother?
Yeah. Hi, Daddy.
Hey, buddy. I also understand that you want to take some of your Mamaw money and donate it. Is that right?
Yeah.
How much are you going to donate, bud?
$25.
Wait, you upped your sister. You upstaged your sister.
Hold on, Ford. You know that that's the rest of your Mamaw money, right? You're not going to have any more money for toys or anything. Are you sure you're okay with that?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Tell to who's your favorite puppy in the whole world? Since we're doing all this for dogs and veterans, tell us about your favorite puppy.
Nash and Coda.
Shout out, Nash and Coda.
Thank you, buddy. I love you.
You're welcome.
You're very special. You know that?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Good. You should.
I do know that.
I tell you every day of your life.
Here's the other thing, Mo. I don't know if you're thinking the same thing, but I think Mamaw deserves a round of applause for the Mamaw money.
Thank you,
Mamaw. I think she does.
Thank you, Eric, for raising good humans.
Well, that's right.
Anybody can help, even my kids. And you text pets to 20357. And outdo your sister.
It's the Morning Bullpen, and it's our One Pet, One Vet week here on 100.3 The Bull. And Belinda is on the phone. Let me get to her first. Things are getting a little crazy here. Belinda, how can we help you?
Good morning.
Good morning. How can we help you?
I need the link. My time went by, and I just haven't had a chance with work and everything. I need that link so I can donate.
Yes, you do.
Girl, we will text it to you right now.
Okay, all right. Hang on 1 second. Mo's going to send it directly to your phone, okay?
God bless y'all for everything you do, and God bless our vets.
Amen to that. Yes. I appreciate it.
If you ever need any help, you can always call us here at the radio station, 713-881-5500, or text the word PETS, P-E-T-S, to the number 20357. Then we text you back a link. We also have it all listed on our website at thebullockhouston.com.
And Mo's upset with somebody.
I don't know. I think I'm in love, actually.
Oh, you're not upset?
With a man that is not my husband, a man named Travis, who just made a very generous donation of $333.33.
Just to tick you off.
I don't like him.
I think it's hilarious.
Travis.
You get our humor, Travis.
I love this so much.
Also, Aaron, who gave one penny to his generous donation.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you very much.
Appreciate that. Hang on, they're telling me to go to line 5. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello, good morning.
It's Michelle from Pasadena.
Hey, Michelle in Pasadena. How can we help you?
I am with a small cooking team called Consumption Junction Cooking Team out of Pasadena, Texas, and we would like to donate $1,000.
Michelle!
Well,
whoa! You can't just drop that on me without warning me. Come on.
You asked why I was calling.
Okay, that's valid, Michelle. That is valid. I did ask that question, yes. Oh, my gosh. Addie is in the studio. Paul is here with one... Give us pause. I'm sorry. She's rattled me here. Michelle, thank you so much. You want to shout out the people that are on your team?
Oh, we have about 13 of them. We have Scott Burkett, which is my husband. We have Michelle Fuller, Scotty Fuller. So there's a Michelle and Scott. There's two sets of us.
Oh, wow.
We have a... we have a Becca. We have a Rachel. We have a Jennifer. We have... there's just so many of us.
We appreciate you. We love Pasadena. Thank you so much for calling in and for doing that this morning.
Michelle, you're awesome.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank y'all. We love this. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And Michelle is just like Mo and Eric. She loves picking on me. So I appreciate that.
People, girl.
Thank you, Michelle.
You're very welcome. Thank y'all.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Paul from Give Us Pause in the studio here.
Good morning.
We've had you on the phone. We've had you running around. But thank you for joining us here. We're 30 minutes away from wrapping this up for this year.
Well, good morning. I'm so happy to be here today.
It's been pretty amazing, I got to tell you. Just all of the stories. Thank you for connecting us with some of the most incredible heroes I think we've ever met.
I'm here and I'm just filled with gratitude. And I want to extend our sincerest thanks to all of our incredible supporters who have made some significant impact on our mission.
This is a little tough on you, isn't it, Paul?
It is. It's very emotional for me, too.
You started this because your dad needed a service animal and was in love with his dog. And you decided that somebody should be able to train those animals that the veterans already love. And that's how Give Us Pause got started.
That's right. I lost my dad 6 years ago, unfortunately. But I wish he could see me today, and I wish he could see how this has all grown in his honor. Today would have been his 90th birthday.
He's watching.
He knows.
Yes. He's watching.
Right. Yes,
well,
he is.
If anybody's listening, for your dad, if we could see just one $90 donation. One $90 donation. You'll still get your T-shirt. I will make you that personal pledge in honor of Paul's father. A $90 donation by texting PETS to 20357. His father is the reason Give Us Pause exists. He's the reason One Pet, One Vet exists. Just donate $90. And I promise you, we will get you your shirt. Text PETS to 20357.
Help us out here this morning. It's One Pet, One Vet on the Bull. We're into our last 20 minutes of One Pet, One Vet. We are giving you a chance to be part of this incredible Give Us Pause program that allows local Houston area veterans to get their dogs trained. The dogs they already have, to get those dogs trained to be certified service animals. Paul with Give Us Pause is in the studio. You were just showing, you have your dog Addie with you.
Right. Yeah, she's right here.
Which, by the way, we saw you on TV and you both were really good.
Thank you.
You were just showing us some of the stuff that you train the animals to do. Like she can, like my phone fell on the ground. She picked it up and like gave it back.
Right. Yes, she can do that. She can do that.
Crazy.
She can do that with a cane if you drop your cane. She can even go room to room if you don't know where your phone or your cane is, and she can find them and bring them to you in emergency situations.
Wow. Wow. And we loved hearing your story. I had no idea that today would be your dad's 90th birthday today.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah. So, Eric, you had a little challenge.
I didn't know that, and we just challenged people to donate $90 in honor of your dad. It will be his 90th birthday. He's the reason that Give Us Pause exists. He's the reason that One Pet, One Vet exists. And, man, Bull Nation has really stepped up. Just a shout-out to Jana. $90 donation in honor of your dad. Sweet Spun Creations, $90 for your dad. Corey, $90 for your dad. Connor, $90 for your dad. And special shout-out to Shannon Gino Allstate Insurance, who donated $1,090 for your dad.
Oh my gosh. I see you skipped over the $90.01 from Anonymous and the $90.99 from Christy.
I love it that they're doing that to you, Mo.
Y'all are so
I love
sweet.
That they're doing that. All right. Josh Potts from Mack Hike Chevy Cares. He is here with us. We're going to get him in the studio. We want him to, he was the one that kicked us all off for us. And we can't thank him enough. And we're going to talk to him coming up in just a few minutes. But we have now officially 19 minutes left to get your donations in for One Pet, One Vet here on the Bull. Yeah.
right, it's one pet, one vet. Thank you to Mac Hike Chevy Cares. We're matching donations. We're telling people how to donate to get dogs to veterans here in Houston. And good morning. What was your name again, sir?
My name's Ryan Wagner.
Ryan, how can we help you this morning?
Well, I just got my paycheck, and I wanted to donate for the Pets for Vets, but I cannot remember what number I need to text Pets to.
I got you, friend. Thank you. I forgot that today was Pay Day. No extra added pressure.
No, thank you so much. I mean that you would think of us on your payday.
So kind.
I can't say thank you enough, Ryan.
And we'll personally send you the link. We really appreciate you. But also, you can text the word PETS, P-E-T-S, to the number 20357. We also have everything listed on our website at thebullhouston.com.
Okay. Thank you, Mo.
Thanks, friend.
I mean, wow. What an amazing thing that was.
All right. Tammy is on the phone. Hey, Tammy.
I'm here.
Okay. I understand you want to make a pledge in honor of somebody that was a hero. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Who?
That's right.
Name that person.
Jason Tetterall, United States Marine Corps.
Oh, and who was he to you?
He's my nephew.
Okay,
gosh. Well, thank you for his service, and thank you for stepping up and doing this in honor of him. We can't thank you enough.
You're welcome. We appreciate all of them.
Oh, don't we though? I mean, every single one of them. Josh Potts in the studio now. Can't believe it's only been a week since we saw you, right? It feels like so many things have happened, but you kicked us off on Monday, Josh, and we wanted to get you back to say thank you so much for starting this with you gave us so much momentum at the beginning of this.
Yeah, we're so excited to be a part of such an amazing thing to give back to veterans and the community that our business operates in. And that's kind of the reason that we started Mac Hike Chevy Cares, was we just wanted to give back to the community that supports our business.
Well, you've done that this week.
Yes,
you have
absolutely
done that this week. So many people are thanking you for doing this. And you can hang around till the end, right?
I can, yeah.
Okay, all right. All right, don't go anywhere. We have people in the studio that I don't even know who these people are.
Hello, welcome. Thank you for being here to celebrate. We're so excited, but we still have a few more minutes.
Yeah, 12 minutes left.
12 minutes.
Okay, all right. How do they make a donation, Eric?
All right, you text. Oh, I just saw my kids' donation come in. Oh, my goodness. I saw their names, Charlie and Ford, and it just hit me in the gut. Okay, you can go see that right now if you text PETS to 20357. See my little kids' donation right there for $42 combined. Text PETS to 20357.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my gosh, what a morning it's been. One pet, one vet from Mac Hike Chevy Cares and 100.3 The Bull. We are so thankful to y'all. We've had so many businesses. The tax guy, Barry, who started things out early this morning. We had the boring companies.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do. Not that they're boring companies,
yes.
But the aunt and nephew that challenged each other.
So cute.
So many donations coming in. And Eric, I have to say,
yeah,
one of the most touching things right now has been the donations that are coming in for in honor of Paul's dad.
Yeah, Paul, he's the founder of Give Us Pause. Hey, you could say, hey, Paul.
Hey there.
Hi, we're sharing a mic right now because there's so many people in the studio. But he told us the touching truth that it would be his father's 90th birthday today. Give Us Pause was founded to help his father first. That was the whole reason for the foundation to begin with. And then it sort of became this bigger thing, kind of like One Pet, One Vet. Mm-hmm. And so we asked people to donate in honor of his dad's 90th birthday that would be today. Donate $90 by texting PETS to 20357. Huge shout out to this anonymous person, to Michelle, who wanted to up everybody and donate $190.
Aww. Thank you.
She did that. Aaron donated $90.90.
There you go.
Doubled.
My dude.
There's so many people who are donating in honor of your dad, Paul. How's that feel?
It feels so wonderful. He was such a proud Marine. And he was such a proud Marine that it influenced my brother and myself. My brother also joined the Marine Corps, and I ended up joining the Navy.
Oh, my gosh. Love it. We love it so
Thank
much.
You.
And you know what else we love is a good celebration. We're going to have a celebration. Whataburger just came by and said that they want to feed everybody that's here
Whoa.
This morning.
Thank
How about
you.
That? So a little breakfast from Whataburger
yes.
as our celebration continues here. We have less than 10 minutes, okay? Less than 10 minutes to go before we get into the grand total, and we'll tell you all about that, all right? It's still coming. We're down to the final minutes, though. Text the word PETS, P-E-T-S, to 20357. And can we have a bunch of dogs around the radio station every single
day? Every day. It brings me so much joy.
I want dogs around the radio station.
My secret.
It's One Pet, One Vet. We'll give you the grand total. We had a goal in mind, and we'll explain that coming up just, honestly, in like 5 minutes. We have five more minutes of this. We'll tell you about the goal. But I just wanted to take a second to say thank you to every single veteran that went out of their comfort zone to come and be with us on the radio or to talk to us on the radio, and how much it means to us that they trusted us to come in and talk about it. And we had a superstar with us all morning long. She was on the air with us earlier, Mo.
Yes, Deja's in the studio again. You brought your dog Secret in with you. Thanks for coming in. You can see this grand total growing in front of you. Don't say that number out loud, Deja, but tell everyone.
Wait, why did you give that big wide-eyed look, Deja?
Tell everyone about Give Us Pause and just like what it's been like for you.
For me, it's been like a really great experience. Like, it's something that I never would have imagined would even be possible, just like teaching her and then having Paul like also help me teach her. Especially like raising her like from a puppy, I was like, she's gonna be hectic and overwhelming, and he's just like so patient, and she's a great dog, and he's been an integral part of that.
Well, let us say thank you again for your service.
Of course.
We appreciate that, and we appreciate you coming in and sharing your story with us today. So you want to be part of the celebration too, right?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, all right. This is crazy.
Let's see. We got to sort out some dogs. We got to sort out microphones. Josh Potts, the Mack Hike Chevy Cares. Can you hang around another minute?
Yes, sir.
I asked him, I was like, can you come in? He's like, I got stuff to do. I know you're a busy man, but can you hang on?
I can, yes.
Okay, all right. He's going to hang on. We got the grand total. Coming up in 4 minutes here on the bowl.
TheBowlHouston.com. Check it out, or text PETS, P-E-T-S, to the number 20357.
Who's going
to
be the last donation in? That's the question. One Pet, One Vet, thanks to Mack Hike Chevy Cares and 100.3 The Bull. All week long, Mo, you know this, we have been trying to raise money for service animals. And this is the moment we have been building and working toward. And it all started with the idea that we could help one veteran, and it just multiplied on us.
One pet or one vet, $5,000 provides one service dog to a veteran. And that was our goal.
That was it.
$5,000.
All right. So it's been an amazing day.
Yeah.
We heard from Deja a little bit earlier. Deja's actually somebody who got into the program. The program was closed until we did the fundraiser last year. And so she actually got in because of that. And it's for people like her that we do this. So that they can get that training. And Paul is here with us. Paul, thank you again. We have loved getting to know you and getting to know the organization. It's just the highest character, the best person that we know. Thank you so much for what you
do. Thank you. And everybody here at The Bull and all the sponsors and listeners have gone way above and beyond. We're just overwhelmed.
And Josh Potts, I wrangled his arm and told him to stay in the studio for a little
while. We can't wait for you to see the grand total, Josh.
Oh, hang on. I forgot to turn your mic on. All right, there you go.
I can't wait to see the total.
Oh,
this has been amazing.
Okay.
For the last 5 days, thousands of donations. Mm-hmm. And incredible stories that we've heard from everybody. Can we get a little drum roll this morning?
But they're still coming in, George. So people are still...
We got to do this, all right? So a little drum roll. Everybody, ready?
Okay,
a little drum roll.
Hope the dogs don't get scared.
For the total...
Wait.
I did the drum roll, Josh. What do you mean, wait?
Well, since we kicked this thing off, I think it's only right that we end it and top it off. I think I want to do one more dog myself. I want to do another $5,000.
Oh, thank you.
Are we going to change the name to Mack Hike Chevy Really Cares?
Super duper? All right.
Okay, wait. I'm doing the math. Okay. That's just even 5,000.
Yeah, he's putting in 5,000. Okay. All right, so can I do the drum roll again?
Drum roll again. Holy crap.
After 5 days, thousands of donations, Bull Nation, you have given a total of...
$170,000.
No way! If y'all not smiling right now at work or in the car or wherever you're listening, I don't know. I am just grinning from ear to ear. This is incredible. Thank you so much. Josh, thank you.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you for letting me be a part of such an amazing event. And Paul, man, thank you for what you do.
Oh, thank you, Josh.
It's been special for us, I got to tell you. And... It means so much. I said this last year, and I honestly believe this. Thank you all, because this did start with one veteran that we were trying to help. And Bull Nation, once again, showed us that we can do more and we can be more in the city of Houston. And we can be Texas proud with your help. Thank you so much, everybody. Round of applause one more time.
34 dogs.
Because I love. How many?
34 dogs.
34 veterans are getting service for their dogs.
And George, you're really great with your words, but I think really there's one thing left to do that doesn't involve words at all. Mo, I proudly hand you the dog bell.
Yes, I get to ring the bell.
Yeah! Ring it 34 times.
Some bell manufacturer, can you get us a better-sounding bell for next year?
I'm so thrilled.
Thank you so much. One pet, one vet. We love y'all from Bull Nation and 100.3 The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.